Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
On the street, on the air.
And, you know, I had a wonderful weekend. I was out at Shambhala. I was staying at the Nelson Mandela Villa. I sent Saul and Impo some of the pics.
Yeah.
And obviously, you get to reflect on the history of South Africa. There's all sorts of pictures there. Nelson Mandela and what he was doing while he was writing his book. You know, it's just amazing. And I was also listening to the news bulletin that Kat was reading at the top of the hour.
Okay.
Where President Cyril Ramaphosa was speaking about liberation movements.
Yes.
And how maybe they need to relook and whether or not they are still capable of leading today's society.
Okay.
He spoke about young people there. And, you know, depending on who you ask, young people don't have the affinity that we have to liberation movements and liberation heroes. If you look in Kenya, for example, the young people there have been protesting for over a year.
Yeah.
Right? If you're asking about Jomo Kenyatta, I mean, they understand, but they're like, dude, my life needs to change now. And we've spoken about how when liberation movements came into power, specifically here in South Africa, we gave them a lot of grace because there was a lot of hope that they could deliver what the long-standing promise was.
Yeah.
And for a lot of people, that promise has not been realized. So where do we cut it off and go, hey, guys, the gratitude is over. Yes, you may have liberated us, but to hell with this, I'm going with DA.
Was it not cut off the last election?
It was. Yeah. No, so voting is one way, but the sentiment is still something. The sentiment remains, people still have an affinity.
Not really.
I think
if you look at what just passed in this month, which was Mandela Day, and how people just like, oh, okay, if you want to do 67, whatever, do your thing, Baba. We're not as invested as before, because remember back in the day, 67 minutes for Mandela was a big thing. Every corporate wanted to be seen to be doing something, especially from a public perspective. Now it's like, do it if you want.
Look, maybe it's because I come from a political family. I still like the ANC. I don't mind saying, like, I like the guys and I like what they represent. Do they? Do I feel like they govern well? Of course not. Doing y'all's right now, obviously. But I still like them.
We're exhausted emotionally.
I think you like the idea of them. A lot of us like the idea of them. Because on paper, the idea is amazing. But I think, you know, the goodwill really ended when the mask came off, the liberation mask. And you saw that, oh, okay, this is, we're dealing with thieves, you know, who've been pillaging the resources. And literally, when your life now gets turned upside down because you don't have electricity, you're living in the north of Joburg, but you don't have water for a week, and all these things become a reality. Because at some point, I used to, growing up, read about corruption, etc. But I didn't feel like my life was, you know, being disturbed by the leadership. But when it starts to affect you adversely on a daily basis, the crime personally, that's when, you know, the love and the affinity really ends. And for a lot of South Africans, I think, me personally, I can say I've reached that point long ago already.
Yeah, I think the ANC is becoming, well, many, like many liberation parties, apparently there's research that shows that, you know, liberation movements, there's an expiry date.
Yes.
So I think there's, it becomes almost like a trophy now, a symbol. It's like, okay, did you meet Mandela? Do you have a picture, an old picture you posted maybe, you know, once in a while on social media and you get a few likes? And then it becomes just symbolic rather than something you truly believe will change your situation now. Yeah.
And to be quite honest, the ANC lasted a lot longer than other liberation movements. You know?
Yes.
100, how many years now? 112 or something like that. So give us a shout. Where do you go, ah, man, the gratitude is over. I know you sacrificed your life. I know some people gave their lives. And it's unfair to speak about this as just the ANC alone. There's plenty of other people. PAC, for example, there's plenty of other individuals that gave up their lives. And where do we go? Okay, that's great. That's all fine and well. But I'm going to go with John Steinhausen now. Only sacrifice was matric. I'm going to... Give us a shout and let us know your thoughts. 086 00 00 959.
Good morning, Sister Well. I'm Susan Asenandawa. I'm a politician. Everything doesn't serve the purpose. Actually, they've showed us the opposite. Some of us, we're wondering why bebasalwa kangaka vele, or those ones abashona yibo bebalwela iqiniso, because lasi nabo I was born in summer flame, and since they are opposite of what liberation fighting for it was. This is totally different what's happening now.
Yeah,
I think the only reason we still speak of the ANC today is because there's not much of an alternative. If we had a good alternative, trust me, they would long have forgotten about the ANC.
Yeah, I know, that's true. Because liberation is just the beginning of it. And then everything else has to follow, right?
There was a time when with ANC Mara, yeah, is playing with us, because you find a Munda ANC door to door promising people jobs. Let's just cut. Where I honestly gave up was the Utazin ANC. Let me give it DA the shot. They brought back Helen Banuzela to control things, because she was still in the party but was in the background. You know, we wouldn't see her that much. So, manje, I'm not going to lie. I feel like individuals, now we are done with political parties. Let's look at that one individual. I give a fuck with Mkhwanazi, you could ballot with Babon Mutuzo Etangala.
Nah, but Mkhwanazi is not a politician, right? He must carry on doing what he does, which is policing.
Yeah.
The PA was given a chance, people voted. Now, Kenny McKenzo had to resign over the weekend. You see, he has MMC.
I guess I'm just a fool in love. Better the devil I know, hey? As much as the ANC can make me so angry and fail me in so many ways, but there are other things that I really appreciate. Moving to another party, amen. You know, the behavior that I've seen with a few of the liberation movements, especially your popular ones, quite disappointing, because as soon as they get little power or a little chance to talk, they already show you their true colors. So I'm for rather the devil I know. It's okay.
And again, nobody's saying you must love the ANC. You don't have to. But you can definitely appreciate the work that they put in.
Would you not say for the youth, part of when the mask came off was during Fees Must Fall, when they actually realized that some of the things that were promised back in 1994 were still not realized. And as Saul said, it now affects you directly. For others, it has to do with electricity. People being asked to pay ever increasingly exorbitant prices for electricity when in 94 you were promised free electricity.
And look, the children weren't there for those promises, first of all.
Yes.
Right? It's just you find yourself in a situation where ideally you believe in a world that works, that if you do right, then the world will do right by you. So if I go to school and I avoid criminal activity and I study and I get a degree, I should be employed and I should be able to provide for my family. There are people sitting at home with degrees, have not got employment.
True.
And even those that do have jobs, they're finding that it's not enough for them to provide their families because the cost of living is preposterous.
Yes, but
those are things that make people then be disillusioned with the entire system.
Yes, especially if you grew up hearing your parents talking about how the ANC is going to bring A, B, C, and D. And as you keep growing up and getting into the realities of things, you realize, these things that my parents were talking about, they're not true.
The danger, however, and you must caution against this, is that people tend to minimize how bad things were back then. You see, they'll kind of gloss over it. They'll even start saying things like apartheid was better, right? You see, now that's the danger of us forgetting and us losing the gratitude.
True.
I mean, I'm not affiliated to any political party or movement whatsoever. If Chris Hani was still alive, probably I'd be affiliated to him. But I am not. The ANC, none. But they were ready for liberation, but never ready for governance, you know? And also, I remember Uma Ngope once said, Muso o ma panditi o tolo sota. Biano muso o war sota. Yer.
People always quote that Mangope quote.
It's a favorite.
Hey, morning, Susan. The team, I'm afraid to really, the ANC is outdated now. We need something fresh, you see. And I always believe that in South African politics, we no more need parties. We need NGOs or somehow an independent government.
which will be controlled by the masses. Because with this thing of politics, then we are still heading the same direction as the ANC. Everyone is corrupt here. You see, John Steenhuisen is no more talking in the parliament because it's got blue lights. Hi, we need change, sure.
So I'm an NGO, who's going to fund them? Because they need money to operate. Abizan so really is a man, when you guys are trying to get rid of foreign nationals, when Kichinsin Kantolo. So who's going to fund those? Because the person who's funding them, that's essentially the person who's in control. You see?
I think we all remember when Desmond Tutu had that press conference and was warning the whole nation, or basically warning his ANC comrades, that there'll be a time where people pray for the downfall of the ANC. And I think as the youth, I'm a 2K because, like, I'm a 2K. So as the youth, we are definitely praying for the downfall of the ANC, because our lives literally are so much tougher than when our parents were, like, in their 20s, like their early 20s, mid-20s, or in their first, second, third year of, like, working. It's so tough even just to get a job as a graduate. I mean, we are 7 months in, we're almost going to be 8 months into the year, and still, like, job opportunities, I feel like they are just far and few in between, especially in the government. So it's definitely that time where people are praying for the downfall of the ANC, because they're really not doing much for us except enriching themselves and their families.
I mean, I don't know when, I think over 10 years ago. But I have a friend of mine who's very loyal, who will still defend the ANC, Namanje. So, ANC, fana nokuthi unomfazi, owaziyo ukuthi uyakuchitela. And you go, anyamazi uyachita, sengihleli musi. Angisho sinabantu, asikhulisa abantwana. But mina kudala ngalahlela ithawula, kudala.
Yeah, look, you see the actions of today. I don't think you can defend the ANC of today and not look like a fool, right? As everybody says, for example, corruption is corruption, must always be called out. But in us calling out that corruption, we must just not forget that at some point, these guys did do good. That's the only thing. Now, I obviously marry manje. You don't even need to vote for them, actually. That's the only thing.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.